We're going to take a look at Greyhound South, or Harness, rather, on the pace. And Amanda Rando with me from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. What do you got for us?
Yeah, look, there's plenty of news. We had more heats of the Breeders' Crown in Victoria last night. They took place at Kilmore. It was a very wet night down there, and there were a couple of upsets in those two heats. So those heats were for the three-year-old fillies. The first went to Lara J. McRae, who was at starting odds of 11.90, and she led throughout. Ran a mile in 2.5, so they went quite slow, but the last quarter was 28.3, so they zipped home considering it was such a wet track. So a bit of an upset there, with the favourite Looking Fabulous finishing sixth. In the following heat, Emma Stewart and Kate Gath combined to win that one with two times better. This Better's Delight filly, she opened at 14.40, so caused a bit of an upset. The $1.04 favourite was Our Princess Tiffany, and she finished fourth. She actually raced behind the leader and was beaten 5 metres in the end. That leader was Miss Streisand, the New South Wales trained filly, and she led and dropped out, finished 11th there. But they did go 3 seconds faster in that heat, and considering the wet conditions, the track. It was a tough effort for some of those fillies. No win, no feed. Our Group 1 winner here just a couple of starts ago, she finished sixth in that heat as well. So, yeah, interesting heat, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the semi-finals there. They take place next week in Victoria. Also last night, there was racing at Penrith, Cozzy, and it was nice to see Brian Portelli train and drive a double. He produced a double a couple of weeks ago, and he doesn't get too many doubles around, so it was a good result for Brian. His first leg of his double came with Overcharged, a five-year-old mare. She went 158.5 for the 1700 metres, so it was a pretty strong effort. She did it easily by 6 metres. And then his second winner came with Tsunami Charlie, who got there in the shadows of the post, but a win is a win, and it was a good effort by the three-year-old. So I'm sure he's heading out for a spell as a looking forward to next season as a four-year-old. Another double on the night went to Glenn McElhenney, who drove a double. He was our guest on the pace last week, and he won with Dark Terror, another three-year-old, which is trained by his daughter Tian Sutton, and then his second winner came with Spikador in the last race. So there was only six races at Penrith last night, so good to see those two horsemen gain a double there. And also up at Tamworth, we raced during the day, and Sarah Rushbrook drove a double. And just last week, Cozzy, Sarah drove her first double, and she repeated the feat again, so she's certainly in fine form. Her first winner was Quinzel, a four-year-old mare, and her second winner was Tiger Courage. So Sarah is in fine form up at Tamworth at the moment. Tonight we've got racing at in New South Wales. We've got six races at Bankstown to look forward to, and then another strong card at Wagga this afternoon. At Wagga, we've got Ellen Bartley chasing 100 wins as a trainer, and even as a driver, she's sitting on about 97 wins, so she's getting close to getting a double century there. And there are also more heats of the Breeders' Crown taking place tonight as well. At Ballarat, this time for the three-year-old boys, some really strong fields. We went through it in yesterday's on the pace, but just to recap for those that didn't listen to it, in the first heat, you've got the likes of Hurricane Harley and Lochinvar Art going head-to-head. In the second heat, you've got the likes of Struve and Out to Play for Emma Stewart. Emma Stewart has six of the 11 runners in that one. And then in the third heat, you've got Demon Delight for Emma Stewart drawn in one, and Max Delight for David Aiken drawn in barrier eight. So that's going to be a really interesting clash to look forward to. And more clashes to look forward to coming up over the weekend, Cozzy, at Menangle. That Group 3 free-for-all race, we see Tiger Tara going around. And just looking at the tab fixed odds market, he's the only horse that money has come in for. He opened at $1.30 and is now into $1.15, and all other runners have blown out. So that's quite interesting in that one. And we also have racing at Melton tomorrow night, and there's some good fields there. You've got the likes of the Black Prince going around for Roy Roots Jr. He's been in really good form, this horse, and he's eyeing off the four-year-old Breeders' Crown. So this is a nice little run in preparation for that. But he's had four starts back this prep and has been very impressive in all of them. He won first up over the 2,300 metres and hasn't been that far away since, finishing third and fourth in his last two runs. So he's going into that with some good form. So he's another New South Wales contender eyeing off those Breeders' Crown races. And in a little bit of news, Cozzy, I saw a tweet yesterday that Jillaby Nitro underwent surgery last week to repair two fractured fetlocks. He had a fractured hind, one hind and one front fetlock. So just amazing. He achieved so much this season in as a two-year-old. So the report is that Margaret Lee is really happy with him and how he's come through the surgery, and he should be ready to resume work in 4 months. So we'll see him bigger and better as a three-year-old next season. So, yeah, it's just freaky considering how well he did, and how long, he might have carried those injuries for. He still won two Group 1 races. It didn't stop him there. So, and I think he's still one of the most highest performed two-year-olds in the country this season. So, yeah, good that they hopefully got this injury before it progressed to anything worse. And great to hear that Connections are happy that he's come through it fine, Cozzy.
All right, terrific. We'll let you go and have a cup of tea, and you can come back later and give us all the winners for Bankstown.
Yes, six races, so looking forward to that one.
Good on you. Thanks, Amanda.